It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado businesses are struggling to stay open during the COVID-19 outbreak, and they're not the only ones struggling. Some people want rent on their homes frozen while the crisis continues. During a town hall yesterday, Governor Polis said a pause on evictions could be extended.
We'll probably extend that another 30 days. The only evictions that need to occur are emergency ones, if there's a meth house or if there's a danger or something like that. But generally, people are not being evicted.
A group called the Colorado Rent Strike and Eviction Defense says the governor hasn't done enough to protect renters. They're calling for a freeze on rent, utilities, evictions, foreclosures, and tickets on the camping ban until the pandemic comes to an end. The National Western Complex in North Denver will serve as a shelter for men who don't have stable housing to help them practice social distancing during the outbreak. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says the city will also get some help from the state.
Governor Polis has approved our request to deploy 250 National Guard members to our existing shelter facilities to support the staff and trained professionals at these locations during this crisis.
Hancock also announced that the city is booking hotel and motel rooms for people who are experiencing homelessness. He hopes to open up as many as 3,000 rooms. RTD, the Metro Area Transit Agency, expects to lose hundreds of millions of dollars this year because of the outbreak. Sales tax makes up most of RTD's budget, and tax revenues are way down. RTD just received an infusion of federal dollars that will help balance the books, but it says some cuts will be necessary. An environmental nonprofit teamed up with Boulder-based Scientific Aviation to measure methane leaks in Texas and New Mexico. CPR's Grace Hood has more on their results.
The Environmental Defense Fund found that methane emissions from the oil and gas industry are three times greater than federal estimates in the Permian Basin. The team found one big source for leaks is the process of flaring. That's where methane is burned off with a flame near the well pad. In Colorado, that process will soon come under scrutiny. Chief Oil and Gas Regulator Jeff Robbins proposed stricter standards that he says will put methane gas to, quote, more beneficial use. They're expected to be finalized later this year. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Colorado weather is sunny and warm and getting cooler. Highs in the 70s along the Front Range and in Grand Junction today, turning cooler for tomorrow and Friday. This is CPR News.